Educate client about financial markets. As important as it is for clients to understand key economic terminology and concepts, in order to be better prepared for financial decisions, they should also be familiar with some basic concepts behind the workings of financial markets and how they operate. This includes understanding market fluctuations, how they are regulated, and the impact of inflation and how inflation is managed. It is also valuable for clients to understand the differences in types of gains and losses that investors can experience. Evaluate impact of economic cycles. Counselors should be familiar with key concepts related to the business cycle and inflation. They should be prepared to educate their clients on these concepts too, so they can better understand how they can impact their investments. Business cycle, gross domestic product, GDP, is perhaps the best known indicator of how well an economy is doing. It reflects the market value of all the goods and services produced by a country. The higher the GDP, the stronger the economy. The business cycle is the process by which the economy expands, grows, and contracts, shrinks. It is often portrayed as a wave. See Exhibit 3-10 for an example. Exhibit 3-10, the business cycle. A recession is defined as a prolonged period of significant decline in the economy, typically identified by a fall in gross domestic product, GDP, for two consecutive quarters. Consumer Price Index, CPI. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, is used to measure inflation. CPI, a measure of the average change in the cost of a standard set of goods and services over time, serving as a key indicator of inflation. Inflation, a gradual increase in the general price level of goods and services over time, which reduces purchasing power. The CPI tracks a basket of specific products and services to estimate a snapshot of general prices. Inflation refers to rising consumer prices that reflect a reduction in the purchasing power of money, that is, how much a dollar can buy. This is very important for personal financial planning, as it can affect the ability to manage existing budgets, save, and invest. High inflation often results in higher interest rates, which can help people who have savings because they may be able to get higher interest rates for these savings. However, high inflation has a number of negative effects. Big purchases, such as cars or a home, may become prohibitively expensive as interest rates rise. Lower corporate profits, which can affect the payment of dividends and also depress the price of stock. This will affect anyone invested in funds. Deflation is defined as a decrease in the general price level of goods and services. Deflation is not as good as it might sound, even though consumers are happy when their bills become cheaper. Generally speaking, deflation can indicate weaknesses in the economy as a whole, and governments will typically try to boost the economy with various forms of intervention or stimulus. Market fluctuations. Securities exchanges are regulated marketplaces where investors can buy and sell commodities, stocks, and slash or bonds, for example, the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE. Market fluctuations are based on the activity that takes place on the exchanges. Market fluctuation refers to the changes in how securities markets are performing and what is happening to the assets that are traded on them. Here are some key terms. Bull market. A financial market condition where prices of securities are consistently rising, generally by 20% or more from the previous peak. Bear market. A financial market condition where prices fall significantly, generally by 20% or more. Market correction. A temporary decline in stock market prices, usually defined as a drop of 10% or more from recent highs, which helps to adjust overvalued assets. Market volatility. The degree of variation in investment prices over time, often measured by how drastically prices move up or down in a given period. High frequent price changes are a sign of high volatility. Irrational investor behavior. Stock markets operate on the assumption that investors will act rationally and that stocks and bonds are traded at their fair value. This is called the efficient market hypothesis, EMH, which is defined as a theory stating that asset prices fully reflect all available information, making it difficult to consistently outperform the market. However, as in most spheres of human experience, rationality cannot be depended upon. There are certain irrational investor behaviors that counselors should consider discussing with their clients, ERD behavior. This is when investors have emotional reactions to surging or plunging asset prices, for example, buying into hype, increased risk tolerance, or giving into pessimism, decreased risk tolerance, and selling low, stock bubbles, a period when stock prices become disconnected from fundamentals as a result of wild speculation, often in a particular sector, such as tech stocks during the dot-com boom. Eventually, bubbles burst through a market correction, which results in the collapse of these stocks and sometimes others. overconfidence. The investors' belief that they know more than they really do and that they can beat the market often results in excessive levels of trading, greater risk, and lower returns, in part through higher fees/commissions. Loss aversion. Dips in portfolio value results in a reduction in risk tolerance or even a retreat from investing. FOMO, fear of missing out. FOMO can lead some investors to purchase stocks that appear to be performing well but are actually overvalued. This can be connected to herd behavior. Inflation and the Fed. The Federal Reserve Board of Governors, or the Fed, is the Board of Governors of the Central Bank of the United States. It manages monetary policy and is responsible for regulating financial institutions, primarily banks. One of the Fed's most important responsibilities is the management of inflation, which is of particular importance to investors. Specifically, the Fed's mandate is to try to keep inflation low and stable. A key tool is the federal funds rate, Fed funds rate, which is defined as the interest rate range that banks and credit unions use when lending reserve balances, money, to other banks and credit unions overnight without requiring collateral. The Federal Reserve, the Fed, sets a target range for this rate. Since other borrowing rates are considered higher risk than this rate, they are influenced by this rate. If it is lowered, other interest rates go down and vice versa. It is a key Fed tool for influencing the rate of inflation and economic activity. The Fed funds rate is regularly adjusted to maintain the Fed's preferred level of inflation, about 2%, and to promote sustainable employment levels. Lending rates to businesses and people use the Fed funds rate as a basis, so as this rate is lowered, borrowing in general becomes cheaper. Example, credit card rates, short-term business borrowing, and this tends to stimulate economic activity. As it is raised, borrowing rates become more expensive and economic activity is slowed, which may help prevent inflation and other factors from making this growth unsustainable. Capital gains and losses and paper gains and losses. Counselors must be prepared to educate their clients about capital gains and losses, as they have special tax rates and can have an impact on long-term planning. Capital gains/losses are distinct from paper gains/losses. A paper gain or paper loss is the unrealized market value of an asset relative to the purchase price while it is still held as an investment. An investor can have paper gains and losses in their accounts, and these do not usually impact income or taxes. There is no tax incurred until an asset is sold and a capital gain or loss is realized. First, some definitions. Capital gain, the profit made when an investment is sold for more than its original purchase price. Capital loss, a financial loss that occurs when an investment is sold for less than its original purchase price. Capital gains income is a type of unearned income because it does not come from employment. Capital gains income is subject to different tax treatment than earned income. It is money earned on the sale of a capital asset. There are some key points to consider. Capital gains applies to stocks, bonds, real estate, and other investments. Tax rates depend on how long you own the asset, short-term versus long-term. Long-term gains, assets held over 1 year, usually have lower rates. Short-term gains, assets held for 1 year or less, are typically taxed as regular income. Losses can offset gains for tax purposes. For example, a client purchased shares of a company's stock for $2,000 5 years ago. Today, they sell those shares for $3,500. The difference, $3,500. $2,000 equals $1,500 of $1,500 is a long-term capital gain since they own the asset for more than 1 year. This gain would be taxed at the preferential long-term capital gains rate, which is typically lower than ordinary income tax rates. For clients with investment assets or who are considering investing, be prepared to refer them to a tax professional or investment professional who can provide guidance specific to their situation, as capital gains tax rules can be complex.